Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Taz Ba'av. We're in chapter 3 of Beitza, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. Omer Adam Lachavero, a man may say to his friend, and this friend could even be, you know, a local shopkeeper who's open on Yom Tov to allow, as we mentioned yesterday with the butcher slaughtering an animal for people to eat on Yom Tov, to allow for people to have, simcha of Yom Tov in their Suda, and then, obviously they're not going to have a transaction or a way or state an amount of money on Yom Tov, they'll figure it out in advance or afterwards. So the man can say to the one with the, you know, with the wine or the oil or the milk, whatever he needs, Male li kli ze, please fill up this kli for me, of all lo bemida, but not a specific amount and not a container that's marked with a specific amount. Using, you know, a measuring cup to obtain a specific amount from the shop, that's a weekday activity. It looks like a commercial activity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haya kli shel mida, if it was actually a measuring kli, even if it hasn't actually been used as a measuring kli, but it's made to be a specific size, lo yimalena, you can't use that to fill and bring stuff home on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah brings the story of an amazing chassid, but Avashol ben Botnit. Avashol, the son of Botnit, Shahai Mamali Midotov Me'er of Yom Tov. He would fill up his measures. He was selling to customers, you know, without the financial aspect of the transaction on Yom Tov, but he would measure out, he would pour out into his containers, Me'er of Yom Tov, Notnin, Lekuchot, B'Yom Tov, and he would give them to those who purchased them on Yom Tov. So to avoid any problem with filling up a container and measuring a certain amount on Yom Tov, he would do it all in advance and have it stocked and ready to go. Abashol Omer, now another Tana named Abashol is actually a different man with the same first name. He says, Of B'moed Oseken, even during Chol HaMoed, he would do this, Mipnei Birurei Hamidot. So the idea here was the foam would have time to settle down on top of the container and you would get an exact measurement. For Chol HaMoed, they wouldn't have to wait for the bubbles to dissipate on top of the container, and they could have an exact known number. Now, Chol HaMoed, the Mefarshim bring, it's a busy time. Not necessarily busy with commercial activities or buying and selling, but with Torah, with being with family and enjoying the Yom Tov. And the Chol HaMoed is really, it's a time to be with family and in Torah and appreciate everything Hashem's given us. So it's not time to waste it measuring out your liquids and waiting for the bubbles to pop. The Chachamim Omrim, and the other sages add to this, Af Becholo Siken, he would do this Avashol ben Botnit, he would do this in advance, measure in advance, even on normal weekdays, even when there's no Yom Tov in sight. Mipnei Mitsui Hamidot, for the juicing of the measures, for like the last drops. Basically, he's pouring a container into the customer's container, but he's sold the volume that's in his original container, and now he's dripping slowly into the customer's container. And especially for liquids like oil or the thick wine they had back then, the undiluted wine, it was very viscous, so it would take time to drip down. He didn't want the customer to lose even one drop, so he would have them dripping so that make sure the customer got everything. Finally, the Mishnah concludes with another sort of quasi-transaction that is allowed on Yom Tov. Holech Adam Etzel Chonvani, a regular slow, a man can go to the storekeeper that he usually goes to. Ragil is Lashon, regular. This is the guy, the makolet right around the block. Omar lo tenli beitzim vegozim b'minyan. He could say, "Give me a certain number of eggs or a certain number of walnuts." Shekan, because derech balabait liot moni b'toch beito. Because so too, people say the number in your own home. So in your own kitchen, you might say, "Hey, hand me 3 eggs, please, for this recipe." So you could go to the shopkeeper and say, "Hey, please give me 3 eggs for my yentav recipe." So this is not forbidden as a weekday activity, and it's not the same as measuring or weighing as part of a transaction. Mazel tov, let's start chapter 4. A mevi chode yain mimakom mimakom. One is bringing jugs of wine from one place to another on Yom Tov. Of course, we need wine on Yom Tov, Kiddush and everything. Lo yivim besol upekupa. Don't bring them in a big basket or a box. These baskets are usually used to carry like a whole case of wine, like a case-sized box of wine. It's like looks like you're doing a weekday activity of buying a whole case or carrying a lot of wine. Vom mevi hu okateifo. But you can put the wine, the jugs of wine on your shoulder or hold them in your hands in front of them. Because that's how you just carry, a couple bottles of wine. You just put one on each hand. You're not carrying a whole case of wine. And also, a molich at tevin, lo yofshil at kupel achurav, someone who's bringing straw. Now, you could use straw on Yom Tov to feed your animals. But if you're carrying a lot of straw, you know, for to sell it or buy it or schlep it a long distance, they would put it in a big box and sling it over their back. Which you can carry the straw in your hand. Now the Mishnah turns to which straw you can use on Yom Tov. Matchilin be'aremat ha'teven. You can start taking straw from a new pile of straw, even though you didn't really plan to use this straw on Yom Tov. V'lo be'etzim shebe'muksa, but not from the lumber that's in the muksa. Now muksa is the stuff we don't touch or move on Shabbos. Here it's the lashon of the area that's set aside for storage. Like they chop a bunch of logs and stick them in that corner. That's the muksa. That's where it's set aside and not typically used. Now here the wood in question has actually been cut into lumber more for construction purposes. So it's muksa in the sense that it's muksa mechesron kis. So you lose a lot of money if he's using 2x4s and 4x4s and framing as firewood. You know, firewood is firewood, but this is actually more expensive wood that is set aside to be used for construction, not for Yom Tov firewood. Yashar kochachem and zay gesund.